who is the assistant attorney general that then gave the order to invade the compound, or compound, the Weaver's family private property. It was William Barr. William freaking Barr. The same one that Trump said he was so disappointed with the other day. Now they're using the same methods on Trump supporters. In a recent essay on January 6th, journalist Glenn Greenwald notes that many cases where the FBI targeted some young American Muslims they viewed as easily manipulated due to financial distress, emotional problems, or both, and then deployed informants or undercover agents to dupe them into agreeing to join terrorist plots. This is entrapment, folks, that had been created, designed, and funded by the FBI itself, on to then congratulate themselves for breaking up the plot, which they themselves initiated. I'm covering these stories here, and I want to also cover Julie Kelly's new investigative report today at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Defund the FBI. Republicans need to abandon their longtime reflexive loyalty to the FBI. And she notes some of the same things in this that Lee Smith is noting at the tablet from Julie Kelly's essay. Since January the 23rd, agents have arrested 17 people from Florida to California. Charges range from assaulting police officers and criminal trespassing to something called destruction of property in special maritime and territorial jurisdiction and aiding and abetting, whatever the hell that is. The dragnet is part of the nonstop campaign of terror unleashed. Now listen to this. Will you tell me Julie Kelly's not a Mike Church Show listener? I bet you she is. Hey, Julie. The dragnet is also part of the nonstop campaign of terror unleashed by the Biden regime against the political right. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who compares January 6th to the Oklahoma City bombing and Capitol protesters to terrorists, pledged the Capitol breach probe would be his top priority. Garland last week bragged in a press release that his department reached the benchmark of arresting 500 people and warned he would hold all January 6th perpetrators accountable for their actions that day. His prosecutors routinely asked the courts to keep the accused behind bars awaiting trials that won't start until late this year or perhaps even 2022. Now, this to me seems like a case for habeas corpus. Habeas corpus. We have the body. Where an attorney ought to be able to go and go like, where's the body? I want to see him. And you have to grant bail. Or bond. Not happening. Dozens have been held for months in a D.C. jail that specifically has a January the 6th defendant. FBI Director Christopher Wray, despite assurances his agency treats all prisoners the same, regardless of partisan affiliation. That's a joke, right? Is happy to assist Garland in his mission. Wray insists domestic violent extremists, code for Trump supporters, pose the greatest security threat to the country. Folks, all of this adds up. Now, doesn't it? The one small glowing, faintly glowing. By the way, welcome back to the chat room. Longtime crusader, Philosophia Pedennis graduate, Mr. Joss Will is back, I see. Happy July 2nd, brother. This all adds up, though, doesn't it? This is a coup. Now, we're supposed to be good little Americans and go, they won't go any further. They're just trying to say, but they're trying to scare you.
Good job. Good job. You're doing fantastic at that.
I don't know about you, but I take these Democrats at their word. This isn't rattling sabers. This is taking the saber and plunging it into the torso of an enemy. Back to Lee Smith and Glenn Greenwald. Greenwald, to justify the current domestic war on terror. Now, by the way, the new war on terror is the war on who? White Americans that disagree with the tranny-mammy Biden pimp regime. To justify the current domestic war on terror that has already provoked billions more in military spending and intensified domestic surveillance, the Pentagon must ratify the narrative that those they are fighting in order to defend the homeland are white supremacist domestic terrorists. That will not work if white supremacists are small in number or weak and isolated in their organizing capabilities. To serve the war machine's agenda, they must pose a grave, pervasive, and systemic threat. Greenwald is right. Counterterrorism is a multi-billion dollar beltway industry filling a trough that feeds Republicans and Democrat constituencies like the State Department, spy agencies, and Mordor area NGOs and think tanks. This is why the whole thing has got to go. This Independence Day is the perfect opportunity for tens of millions of good men and women, or men and women of goodwill, to say, bye, Mordor. We are done. We are finished with you. And to instruct our state representatives, senators, and governors, and most importantly, sheriffs. They can't do this without the sheriffs. They gotta have the sheriffs. You gotta know your sheriff. I know mine. Do you know your sheriff? He is the most important man right now in all of America. And Sheriff Richard Mack will come to your county and talk about this if you'll ask him to. I'll act in Mack loco here. And tell you that the sheriff, ultimately, they can't arrest all of them. The federales don't have the testicular fortitude nor the manpower to carry out a mass suppression of real American, little r Republican, real federalist patriots, meaning we're solidaritists, we're subsidiarists at this point. Faith and family, that's our mantra. Faith and family, right, Dr. G.C. Dilsaver? Faith and family. Your kingdom, my kingdom, we make alliances, and that's the extent of it. But they can't do this without your sheriff, because it's your sheriff that they're going to send to go put you down. It's your sheriff that they're going to say, you have to enforce our law. Without your sheriff, they're powerless. They can't do this. And look at what's happening. Now, Maggie, can you throw up in the chat room for the people that are in there, those of you that are listening, and it's a Friday before a travel holiday weekend. I mean, we used to joke about the 13 listeners. If we get to 9 today, we'll be here. If we hit double digits today, I'm basically talking to myself. I'm being facetious. I can do. That's what I do. Can you throw up in the chat room that message
that Brian Kay got and now is being written about all over. The people are getting in on their Pride Book accounts. Folks, if you still have a Pride Book account, why? What, for what reason? The Epic Times has a story on this today. As people are sending them this message. I look at this and I go, okay, that's getting really creepy now. This is not a joke anymore. They've now enlisted Pride Book, which has all the facial recognition software. If you're still posting photographs of yourself or anyone that you know or love on Pride Book, you need to stop. You're just giving them info. You're giving them actionable intel by checking in where you're at, by having your Pride Book app on your phone all the time because it's monitoring where you are, and by posting the photographs. Now, I don't know for what nefarious purpose they're using it for. Don't get me wrong. But if it's a war they want, then it's a war. And I don't mean a war as in drawing battle lines and arming up. But you got to arm up with prudence. Like Brother Andre's been talking about the last couple of weeks here on Wisdom Wednesday. We got to be prudent about this. Stop giving them ammo.